Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will feature the swing-era orchestras of Chick Webb, Bunny Berrigan, Fletcher Henderson, Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra, Bob Crosby, and Artie Shaw. Drummer Chick Webb was born in 1905 with spinal tuberculosis, which stunted his growth at 4.5 feet tall and made him a hunchback. His disease eventually killed him at age 34. In the meantime, he led one of the best swing bands of the day and was a most dynamic drummer. Here's the Chick Webb Orchestra in the mid-1930s with Facts and Figures, Go Harlem, and Love Marches On, featuring a vocal trio.
Thank you. Meets a lonely girl, a lonely boy, and takes them by the hand and marches on. Together love marches on, and then he leads them to a rendezvous and says it's up to you, and marches on. Then on one side in Sunday morning he even plays the wedding tune. When they go honeymooning, he goes right along. Love marches on, and then he finds a nest that they request, and says, I've done my best, and marches on. When they go honeymooning, he goes right along. Love marches on, and then he finds a nest that they request, and says, I've done my best, and marches on.
You've got the Doctor of Jazz Swing Program. One of the best trumpet players of the swing era was Bunny Berrigan. He was born Roland Bernard Berrigan in 1908 in Hilbert, Wisconsin, a small town north of Milwaukee. He began playing trumpet in local bands while in his teens. While attending the University of Wisconsin, he joined the Hal Camp Orchestra, and he later moved to New York City, where he became a much sought-after studio musician. In 1935, he joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra and became famous. In 1937, he formed his own band, which went bankrupt 2 years later due to his lack of business sense and severe alcoholism. After a stint with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, he reformed his band, which lasted until his death from cirrhosis of the liver. He was only 33 years old. Three pieces are lined up by the Berrigan Big Band: Little Gates Special, Piano Tuner Man, and Duke Ellington's Azure.
Ha What does that guy mean, busting on my chorus like
that? Why, Bunny, don't you know who that is? He's the poor, poor man on his baby grand, but he's only the piano tuner man. All day long plays the same old song. The piano tuner man. He can't swing on the darn old thing, 'cause he's only the piano tuner man. Can't swing low, for he's getting good dough for. The piano tuner man. When he plays a tune to his lady love, pounding on the piano, pound, pound, how we'd love to do, honey, I love you. But he can't make the music go round, round. Poor, poor man on his baby grand, but he's only the piano tuner man. All day long plays the same old song. Don't you think we've had enough? Why don't you give out with some good swing stuff?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Pianist Fletcher Henderson graduated from Atlanta University with degrees in chemistry and mathematics in 1920. He moved to New York City to find work as a chemist, but due to his race, he had very limited prospects, so he turned to music instead. Lucky for us with all the great music he left behind. Here's the Henderson Big Band with Rhythm of the Tambourine, Stampede, and Rose Room. Thank you. This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Over the years, there have been rumors galore about Frank Sinatra's association with the mafia. There's no doubt that Sinatra had an uncle in the mob and that he personally knew various gangsters, but it was never proven that Sinatra ever did anything illegal. Many nightclubs in the swing era were owned by mobsters, and many music agents were also connected. Apparently, many of these rumors were circulated by Sinatra's political enemies. Three songs by Tommy Dorsey with Frank in 1940 are ready to go. Frank Lesser and Jimmy McHugh's Say It, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke's Imagination, and Irving Berlin's It's a Lovely Day Tomorrow.
Stop saying you're mine. imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to. Just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day.
You're swinging with the doctor. Bob Crosby from Spokane, Washington, was a singer just like his older brother Bing. Born in 1913, Bob was one of seven kids. He attended Gonzaga University for a while, but dropped out to seek a career in music. He began singing in the early 1930s, but his big break came with the Dorsey Brothers in 1934. When Ben Pollock decided to leave his big band in 1935, 21-year-old Bob Crosby was asked by band members if he would become their leader. Many of the players in this orchestra were from New Orleans, often giving the band a distinctive Dixieland sound. The band broke up when World War II started, and Bob joined the Marines in 1944 and led a military band. After the war, he went on to have a huge career in radio, television, and in Hollywood movies. He had his own one-half-hour daytime TV show from 1953 to 57. Crosby passed away in 1993 at 79. Here are three instrumentals by the Bob Crosby Big Band: Dixieland Shuffle, Royal Garden Blues, and Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Being a handsome and successful leader of a big band during the swing era was not exactly the best way to stay out of the spotlight, as the shy Artie Shaw wanted to do. But being married 8 times, 2 of them being famous Hollywood glamour girls, Ava Gardner and Lana Turner, made Shaw a darling of the gossip pages, which he detested. Well, some people really have it rough, huh? Let's play a couple of tunes by the Shaw Orchestra. The Carioca, written by Vincent Yeomans and Gus Kahn, and Indian Love Call, written by Otto Harbach and Oscar Hammerstein, and sung by Tony Pastor.
Thank you. calling you, da 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 dee da da. Will you answer to do dee da do dee da da da?
Oh stop, oh stop.
That means I offer my love to you to be your own. If you refuse me, I will be blue. I'm waiting all alone. But when you hear my love call ringing clear,
oh here. Oh,
and I hear your answering echo so dear.
Oh, echo, oh, echo.
Then I will know our love will come true. You belong to me, I belong to you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.